Welcome to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. My name is Ray Gustafson, your host and moderator. And today we're featuring teams from Michigan Lutheran and Bridgman. I could hear a little crickets maybe when I mention those. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Academic Challenge sponsored by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent in South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Let's meet the teams. First, for Michigan Lutheran, tell me your name, the grade that you're in, and something that you're thankful for. We'll start with you. Nice and close to those microphones, please.
Hi, my name's Emily. I'm in ninth grade, and I am thankful for my family.
Awesome.
My name's Katie. I'm in 12th grade, and I'm thankful for my mom.
Awesome.
I like my mom.
That's great. That's great.
My name is Brendan. I'm in ninth grade, and I'm thankful for my friends.
Nice.
My name is Gwen Lathan. I'm in 11th grade, and I'm also thankful for my friends.
And we'll move over to Bridgman. So.
My name's Kai. I'm in 10th grade, and I'm thankful for education.
Thank you, Kai.
My name's James. I'm in 9th grade, and I'm thankful for my good grades.
Good for you.
My name's Savannah. I'm in 11th grade, and I'm thankful for cows.
For cows.
Cows are great.
I like cows.
I like cows. Cows are cool.
My name is Brandon Feel. I'm thankful for being able to go to my math science center and have enhanced educational opportunities.
Appreciate it. Cool. All right. Welcome, teams. So a couple of basic rules during the first and second halves of the competition. Bill Klein will announce the point value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait for me to recognize you before you answer so that the listeners know who you are. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime, and I'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Again, I'm Ray Gustafson, your scorekeeper and judge. And as always, or almost always, Bill, almost always, Bill Klein's going to be here asking the questions. Bill, what are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for living in a wonderful country like we live in.
I am too, as well. All right, Bill, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. We rehearsed this before we went on the air. Let's see if the teams. Are you ready?
Woo!
Right. little bit of a delay there. All right, so let's begin Academic Challenge. Hands on your buzzers, and here we go.
For 20 points, the rotating blades were not driven by an engine, but by the forward thrust of the craft. It was invented in Spain and is often mistaken for an early helicopter. Name this flying machine of the 1920s.
And just a reminder, you don't lose points if you answer incorrectly. Time's up.
It's an auto gyro.
Auto gyro.
Yeah,
or never an auto euro.
Yeah.
I had a euro for lunch today.
Yeah. For 15 points, algae makes the Red Sea red. What makes the Yellow Sea yellow?
Don't say pee.
Oops.
Okay, we got Brandon from Bridgman.
Sulfur.
Incorrect. Good guess, though.
Michigan Lutheran, we have Brendan.
Pollution.
Pollution?
Incorrect. It's yellow mud.
Yellow
flows from the adjoining rivers.
Is that a thing? I didn't know that.
I didn't either, but I guess that's what it is. For 20 points. Grandma Moses was an American artist of the 20th century who painted scenes from farm life. Her style, which seems childlike, is a noted example of what style?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Surrealism?
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran, 5 seconds. Anybody want to try? Katie.
Realism?
Both good guesses. Primitivism.
Okay.
A math question. Get out your pencils.
Get your pencils ready. I will have him say it twice, but if at any point during the question that he's answering or asking, you can buzz in at any time.
And this is a 20-point question. Simplify and give your answer as a complex number. Negative 6 minus the square root of minus 16.
Say it again.
Simplify and give your answer as a complex number. negative 6 minus the square root of negative 16?
Give you a couple extra seconds, okay? Bridgman, Brandon.
Negative 6 minus 4 times the square root of 4i.
That is a correct answer.
For 20 points. Nice job.
For 15 points, on August 9th, Vice President Pence set forth a plan to establish a Space Force as an additional branch of the military. What are the five current branches of the military?
Brandon from Bridgman.
The Marines, Air Force, Army, Navy, and Coast Guard.
That is correct for 15 points. For 10 points, which world leader was the target of an assassination attempt by a drone while appearing on live TV?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
The president of Venezuela.
That is correct.
For 10 points, good.
It's Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela. Mm-hmm. For 20 points, Brian France was arrested for driving under the influence and criminal possession of a controlled substance. He is the head of which sports organization?
Brandon, Bridgman?
The NFL.
Incorrect.
We have Gwen from Michigan Lutheran.
NHL.
Incorrect. Driving under the influence. He's the head of NASCAR.
NASCAR.
For 5 points, Apple recently became the first public company to be worth what amount?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
$1 billion.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, anybody? We have Brandon.
$1 trillion.
That is correct for 5 points.
5 points, it is. Good.
For 15 points, a memorial sign for what teenager lynched in 1955 was vandalized with bullet holes again just 35 days after it was replaced? Looking for the name of the teenager. Emmett Till.
Emmett Till. All right.
For 15 points, two answers are needed. One baseball team on August 11th retired Barry Bonds number 25 in a ceremony at AT&T Park before the game against what other club, the only other team the star outfielder played for? So we're looking for the two teams.
Brandon from Bridgman.
The Detroit Tigers and the Chicago Cubs.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran, 5 seconds if anybody wants to try.
The San Francisco Giants and the Pittsburgh Pirates. For 5 points, which country announced a 25% tariff on $16 billion worth of American goods?
Brandon from Bridgman.
China.
That's correct for 5 points. For 20 points, which state elected the first Muslim woman to Congress?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Minnesota.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, anybody? Brandon?
North Carolina.
Incorrect. It was Michigan. For 5 points, the U.S. moved unilaterally to reimpose sanctions on what nation?
Brandon from Bridgman.
North Korea.
Incorrect.
Brandon from Michigan Lutheran.
China.
Incorrect. It was Iran. For 15 points, President Trump recently changed his public stance, admitting that the controversial Trump Tower meeting with Russians had what specific purpose?
Brandon from Bridgman.
To discuss the election.
More specific.
Give you 5 seconds. More specific.
I guess changing the results.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Michigan Lutheran. Katie.
The campaign money. The election.
Incorrect. It was to get foreign dirt on Democrats.
Just under a minute left.
For 15 points, St. Augustine, Florida is the oldest settlement on American mainland. Give me the year in which it was founded, and I'll give you a 10-way leeway either way.
Brandon from Bridgman.
1509.
Incorrect.
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
1493.
That was Columbus.
1492.
It was 1565, so anything from 1555 to 75 would have been fine.
Last question for the first half here.
Math question for 20 points.
So, again, same thing. He'll ask it twice, but buzz in anytime.
What is the secant of 11 pi over 6?
Say it again.
What is the secant of 11 pi over 6?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
5.5.
Incorrect.
5 seconds, Bridgman. We have Brandon.
30.
Incorrect. It's 2 over the square root of 3 or 2 the square root of 3 over 3.
Anybody close? Nope. All right. Well, that's the end of the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the scores, Michigan Lutheran 10, Bridgman 45. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you've been given 3 categories to choose from. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock for you to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each of those 10 questions is worth 10 points. You're encouraged to consult with one another. If you answer all 10 questions in 60 seconds, I'll give you an extra 20-point bonus for doing so. But you're encouraged to consult with one another, but the answer has to come from the team captains. So after the minute is up, then the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions that the first team could not answer. So Michigan Lutheran, you're trailing at the moment. So you have first choice of one of these three categories: real estate, A in literature, or money matters. And Katie, you're the team captain, so what did you choose?
We chose A in literature.
A in literature it is. Bill, is there a setup for this one?
Actually, it's just that all the answers start with an A.
All right, Lewis, we'll put 60 seconds on the clock, and the 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads that first question.
What's the setting of Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness?
Africa.
Correct. In what state is To Kill a Mockingbird set?
Alabama.
Correct. Which Faulkner novel gets its title from King David's outcry over his dead son?
Pass.
Name the Remarks novel about World War I.
Pass.
Shakespeare's use of a canon in King John typifies what literary error?
Pass.
In which Shakespearean comedy do rustic tradesmen act out a tedious brief scene full of very tragical mirth?
Much Ado About Nothing?
Incorrect. Which Trojan leader was a traditional ancestor of the Romans?
Agamemnon.
Incorrect. An owl represented which Greek goddess?
Athena.
Correct. Who was turned into a spider for challenging Athena to a spinning contest?
Pass.
The Myrmidons were what warrior's brutal fellow soldiers in the Trojan War?
Amazons.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Okay, 3 correct. So that means there are 7 unanswered questions, Bridgman, for you to try to steal 70 points from. So we're going to put 60 seconds back on the clock. Savannah, you're the team captain. Make sure you guys consult with one another. 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads that first question. Here we go.
Which Faulkner novel gets its title from King David's outcry over his dead son?
Abraham.
Incorrect. It's Absalom. Name Remarks novel about World War I.
Brief History of World War I.
Incorrect. Remember, all the answers end in A. Quiet on the Western Front. Shakespeare's use of a canon in King John typifies what literary error?
Oh, wait, that's an error. I don't know. Alliteration?
Incorrect. It's anachronism. Which Shakespearean comedy do rustic tradesmen set out a tedious brief scene full of a very tragical mirth?
A Midsummer Night's Dream.
That is correct. Which Trojan leader was a traditional ancestor of the Romans?
Achilles.
Incorrect. Aeneas. Who was turned into a spider for challenging Athena to a spinning contest?
I'll give you a chance to answer. Yep.
Arachnia.
That's correct.
So we got 2 correct. So you picked up 20 points. All right. So now the tables.
The Myrmidons were the warriors of Achilles.
Okay. Great. All right. So now we'll head over to Bridgman. And Savannah, you and your team have to choose from the remaining 2 topics, which are?
Real estate and money matters.
So what's it going to be, Savannah?
Money matters.
Money matters it is. We're going to put 60 seconds back on the clock for you to answer as many as you can in the 60 seconds. Any setup on this one,
no,
Bill?
No, there is not.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Bridgman, if you're ready, here we go.
What's the occupation of Shylock in The Merchant of Venice?
Merchant.
Incorrect. On a balance sheet, what's the opposite of a liability?
Asset.
Correct. In which condition does the value of money go down and prices go up?
Inflation.
Correct. What unit of currency would you associate with Zimbabwe, Singapore, and Australia?
Euro.
Incorrect. What does the T in T-bill stand for?
Pass.
You pay a premium and get protected against any huge loss in an agreement called what?
Insurance.
Correct. Which Asian country uses the peso as currency?
Taiwan.
Incorrect.
And time's up. So you got three correct. So that means Michigan Lutheran. There are seven questions or 70 points out there for you to try to steal. We're going to put 60 seconds back on the clock. Katie and your team, if you're ready to go, the 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads that first question.
Mm-hmm. What's the occupation of Shylock in
a
merchant?
A banker.
It's a money lender, so that's incorrect. Lender, yeah. What unit of currency would you associate with Zimbabwe, Singapore, and Australia?
A dollar.
That's correct. What does the T in T-bill stand for?
Technology. Technical.
Treasury.
Oh, treasury.
Which Asian country uses the peso?
Philippines.
That's correct. In which type of auction do bidders secretly write down the price they bid with the highest submitted?
Silent auction.
Correct. What Central American country uses the Balboa as its currency?
Nicaragua.
Incorrect. Panama. Where do 100 dinars make up one real?
Iran.
That's correct.
Is that the last one?
That was lit.
All right, so you picked up four. So you picked up 40 points. God. There you go. So that ends our 60-second round. We will check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9. Welcome back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round, Michigan Lutheran 80, Bridgman 95. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. We'll head over to Michigan Lutheran, and Evie, fill us in on what's going on.
All right. Students are very busy preparing for upcoming events at Michigan Lutheran. Basketball season has begun. Our varsity and junior varsity teams have begun practice. We have a mixture of new and experienced players. We are so excited to see our teams compete. Our Christmas concerts are taking place on December 9th. At 4:15, we have the Pops concert, and at 7 p.m., we have our sacred concert. We will have a free will offering chili supper in between these concerts. Nearly all of our students are involved in this yearly event. This past week, five students went to perform at an event in Westland, Michigan. Over 250 students joined together for a sacred and Pops concert. These performances can be accessed on our school's Facebook page. Our girls' volleyball team won districts for the fifth time in the past 6 years. ML's equestrian champion, Evie Claire, won the reserve champion for
That's
the...
you.
Yeah.
She tried to sneak that one in there.
Sneak that one right through there.
Congratulations. Keep going. Sorry.
We are proud to announce that our team has gone international this year. Shane Patralongrong, who comes to us from Thailand, has shown himself to be greatly skilled at math. Thank you to all of our sponsors and families who make this competition possible.
Thank you, Evie.
Thank you.
All right, Bridgman, Savannah, the lady who loves cows, and is thankful for cows. Oh, tell us all the great things going on at Bridgman.
So both boys and girls basketball seasons have started. Tonight, the boys varsity team has a scrimmage against Niles, as well as three teams from our school have moved on to the top 10 in the Whirlpool Innovation Challenge, and we have an upcoming taco dinner at one of our basketball games.
Very cool. Awesome. All right, so we have a couple of substitutions here. Actually, the whole Michigan Lutheran team swapped out here for the second half. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Teams here.
So tell me your name, what grade you're in, and what you're thankful for.
I'm Maddie Swisher. I'm in ninth grade, and I'm thankful for music.
Awesome.
I'm Melanie. I'm in the 12th grade, and I'm thankful for my family.
My name is Evie. I'm a sophomore, and I'm very thankful for my pets.
Good.
My name is Shane, and I'm from Thailand. And right now, I'm 11th grade, and I'm thankful for the opportunity that I'm able to join in the Christian school, and people are really nice.
Awesome. Thank you.
Welcome.
And welcome, Shane.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad you're here. All right, we're ready to go with the second half of the Academic Challenge. So hands on your buzzers, and we will begin. Here we go.
For 15 points, if you should ever send a letter to someone in Malta, it's polite and proper to write that country's name as Malta GC. That GC stands for what military decoration awarded to the whole country during World War II? George's Cross, the highest awards the English government could give out. For 15 points, what American Indian ritual was supposed to bring back dead Native heroes and make whites disappear?
We have Evie from Michigan Lutheran.
A dance.
More specific.
5 seconds to be a little more specific. Nope.
Sorry.
All right. So, Bridgman, Brandon.
A ghost dance.
That's correct for 15 points. For 20 points, relative to their diets, what do the Everglades kite, the giant panda, the koala, and anteater have in common?
Brandon from Bridgman.
They're omnivores.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran, 5 seconds. Remember, you don't lose points for answering incorrectly.
They're very selective in what they eat. Kites only eat snails. Pandas eat mostly bamboo. Koalas eat eucalyptus. And anteaters only eat ants and termites.
I didn't know that.
Delicious menu.
Yeah. All right.
For 20 points. At the time of his death, George Washington held what military rank? Then the country's highest.
Brandon from Bridgman.
5-star general.
Incorrect.
Is there any more to finish on that?
Nope.
Okay. Michigan Lutheran. Anybody want to try it?
It's lieutenant general. So the 4-star general. For 15 points, a person who sells men's hats is called a haberdasher. What is a person who designs or sells women's hats called?
Brandon from Bridgman?
Haberdashery.
Really good guess, but incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran, anybody want to try?
It's a milliner. For 20 points, what rival South American liberators met in 1782? Bolivar and San Martin. For 15 points, name any two of the three largest cities in the Republic of South Africa. It was Cape Town, Durban, and Johannesburg.
Did anybody think of those? I saw some heads. Yeah, Shane from Michigan Lutheran's like, yeah, I was thinking about those. Remember, you don't lose points for guessing either.
For 15 points, a weekly newspaper entitled The Liberator, published by William Lloyd Garrison, ceased publication after the passage of what amendment to the United States Constitution?
Brandon from Bridgman.
The 13th.
That is correct.
15
Why
points?
Was the 13th?
That ended slavery. So
that's
reason.
Correct. Good slavery.
No bonus points for that.
But it was good.
You get an extra cookie at the end.
For 20 points, Polish pianist, composer, and statesman Ignaz Jan Paderewski headed Polish governments in 1919 and 1940 and 1941 in exile. He died while in the United States to plead Poland's cause. What is his best known musical composition? Can't believe nobody knows this one. The Minuet in G for piano. Where did it come up with this stuff?
I know.
For 15 points. In 1906, she became the first woman to teach at the Sorbonne. Can you name her? Man. Mary Curry.
You brought the hard questions again tonight. What are you doing, Bill?
I just read them. I don't make them. For 15 points, after a life of crime, which Defoe heroine is transported to Virginia and inherits a plantation? Moll Flanders. For 20 points, what kind of earth that can be ground into a fine powder and used in a pigment is also the name of its pale yellow color?
Evie from Michigan Lutheran.
Silt.
I'm sorry?
Silt.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, 5 seconds. Right on there. We'll take it. Let's see. James Bridgman.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't buzz it? Okay. Sorry. Okay. Yep. Must have bumped
it's
it.
It's ochre.
Or kite. Kite. Did you?
I was going to say sand.
Okay. Sorry. I got my numbers missed up here. The numbers turned around on here. I got it squared away. Good. All right. Next one.
For 15 points, people of what religious faith were expelled from England by Edward I in 1290 and not allowed back until Oliver.
There we go. Kai from Bridgman.
Puritans.
Say it again.
Puritans.
Incorrect.
Is there more to finish?
And not allowed back until Oliver Cromwell ended the ban in 1650.
Anybody on Michigan Lutheran want to try?
Judaism.
This will be the last question.
For 15 points, during the reign of what French king did a mass exodus of French Protestants known as Huguenots occur? This followed the revocation of the Edict of Nantes and resulted in many Huguenots emigrating to America in the 17th century. So what French king?
Savannah from Bridgman?
King Henry VIII.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran? Anybody want to try it? Evie's racking her brain right now. Nope.
Louis XIV.
All right, well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winners and thank our sponsors and the winners by a score of 125-80. The team from Bridgman, congratulations to both teams.
Hey, well done. Well done.
Nicely done. All right, congratulations and thank you for joining us here on WSJM's Academic Challenge brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. And South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again in 2 weeks at the same time as St. Joe and Lawrence go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.